Good morning, Travelers Rest United Methodist Church.
Good morning.
My name is Christine Matthews, one of your pastors here, and I am so glad that you are with us for worship this morning, whether you are in the sanctuary or worshiping with us online. We're glad that you are part of the TRUMC church family. Who's ready to worship this morning? Me. All right. Let us stand for our song of praise, and we'll let the Psalm 100 band lead us in that.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. All your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone. I have in my side, I have bought my life. I will trust in you alone, in you alone.
Worship, it is a repeat after me. So we can do this. I know we can. God says, I love you. God says, I love you. And there is nothing.
And there is nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
That you can do about it.
That you can do about it.
Let's continue to praise God through song.
Sign of duty, worship, for the sign. My sisters and brothers, I greet you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, our light and our life. I invite you now, please, take a moment of hospitality. Greet those around you with Christ's peace and Christ's joy.
Well, you were muted when that popped, so, yeah, well, you...
He wasn't muted, and then I'm...
No, but he was muted just then, yes. But Chris just muted all three. He's doing a handheld. What did we do last time? We turned on and off the TVs or something.
Thank you, friends. Please be seated. Please be seated. Friends, again, welcome to worship here. Welcome to worship on this beautiful Lord's Day. So happy to have all of you joining with us in worship today. You've met Pastor Christine Matthews. I'm Pastor Jonathan Tompkins. And we're so grateful that all of you have come together today to join us for worship. Allow me to lift up some announcements for us. Those of you with a bulletin, you'll find it on the insert there. If you're worshiping with us online today, just a welcome and just a reminder that we do send out a weekly churchwide email every Wednesday, and so those of you here in person and online can go to our website, trmethodist.net, if you're not yet receiving that email, and you can have these announcements for you. Those of you in person, if you would please begin passing the attendance pads. You'll find them on the middle aisle side of your pew. Please mark down that you're here. If you're joining us today for the first time, if you give us a way to contact you, we'll just contact you later this week with more information about us. Those of you online, please let us know that you're worshiping with us as well. You can go to our website, trmethodist.net, find our digital connect card, and that allows us to know that you are worshiping with us either today or this week or this month or even this year. We want to know that you are there. Those of you here in the sanctuary today, just want to make a note about our offering time today. We will not be passing the offering plates today. Instead, we will be coming forward later in the service to remember our baptisms, and so you're going to be invited to come and touch the water. And once you do that, you'll see that the offering plates are here. So if you do have a physical offering that you want to give today, you may do that at that time. Also, just a reminder that there are other ways to give online, our e-giving site on our website, also text to give. All of that information is in the bulletin. All right, announcements. You know this because you are here, but just a reminder for those who might not be here or who might be coming in an hour, our One Service Summer Sundays have begun. So starting today and going all the way through August 6th, we are worshiping together at 10 a.m. Please sign up to give a cardboard testimony on Sunday, June 4th. We're devoting pretty much the entire sermon time that day to your cardboard testimony. What is a cardboard testimony? It is part of your story that is written on a piece of cardboard. So a lot of times people will write on the front of it how you were before you met Christ or before you were part of this church, and then you flip it over and how you are now after meeting Christ, after being part of our church. Please continue to sign up for that. You will see the link to sign up is there in your bulletin, or if you need to talk to me about it, please talk to me after the service. Mickey Golden is our chair of SPRC, Staff Parish Relations Committee, and he would like to tell us about our celebration lunch, also on June 4th.
Good morning. For some of you, I see you at 11 o'clock all the time, but for those that come early, I think I'm the announcement guy, because when that's when I see you mostly. So anyway, I just wanted to briefly remind everybody about the churchwide potluck dinner immediately following the service on June the 4th in the gymnasium. The church will be providing the meats for that dinner through a local caterer that usually works with us with our Forever 55 group. And we're asking that everyone that's planning on attending to try to bring something, a casserole, vegetable, a dessert dish. We have sign-up sheets in the very back, and we'd ask that you would sign up on one of those sheets where we could get a good count of who might be coming and what everyone is bringing. Those sheets are available for you at the very back in the narthex area, and please make sure that you do that if you plan on attending. Make sure that also that if you're wanting to be a part of the Tompkins Family Love Offering of Appreciation, that you are taking part in that. We plan on giving on June the 4th at the potluck dinner that gift that we have so graciously provided and you have given for each of the Tompkins family members. We hope to see you on the potluck on June the 4th as we celebrate the work of the church we shared with the Tompkins family and show them their appreciation for the efforts for these last 10 years. If you have any questions, please ask SBRC committee members, or the hospitality is helping out as well. You can ask one of them. Thank you.
We have a very busy month during the month of June every year, especially our youth and children. And I just want to share a little bit about what's going on with you so everyone is in the know and can support or participate in these ministries. The first is Sockahatchie, which is a statewide, South Carolina United Methodist Conference-wide ministry of home repair. Now, Sockahatchie's kind of been on hiatus during COVID times, but is back this year. And we have folks, older teenagers, you have to be 14 years or older to participate in Sockahatchie. Older teenagers and adult chaperones are going to the Lancaster camp June 11th through June 16th. That's a Sunday through Friday. Now, it is too late at this point to sign up for Sockahatchie. However, when Sockahatchie was on hiatus, we kind of formed our own version of Sockahatchie called, appropriately, TR Hatchie. And we are still doing that this year with our younger youth, our middle school students, ages 11 to 13. And that will be the following week, a three-day, not overnight camp, a day camp here in TR. And that is Monday, June 19th through Wednesday, June 21st. It is not too late to sign up for TR Hatchie. If you are in middle school or if you are an adult that would like to help out with either being a runner or doing lunches or help out with the construction, we have a house here in TR close by, and we will be doing that for 3 days this year. Next Sunday, May 28th, we are commissioning both our Sockahatchie participants and our TR Hatchie participants. So if you're wanting to get on board with TR Hatchie, please email me, text me, come talk to me after service, but then also email me and text me so I don't forget. And we will get you involved and plugged into that. There is plenty of room and space to be involved in Vacation Bible School this year. The Hero Hotline is our theme this year. It is the last week of June, which is kind of our traditional week to do that. It's Monday, June 26th through Thursday, June 29th. Ashley Gutschow is our Vacation Bible School director, and we have an online link that you can get to through our website. So you can register kids there. You can register grandkids there. You can invite your neighbors to register their kids on that website. And you can also volunteer to participate in many different ways. So be involved in the month of June. We do lighten up on some things in July, but not so much in June. All right? So talk to me about any of those possibilities. Thank you.
We have the honor today to bless our high school graduates, and so I'd like those who are here to please come with their families, and please come and stand in front of your church family. RJ, Hannah, please bring your families. RJ and Hannah were able to be with us today, and we have some other seniors as well who were not able to be physically present with us today. Today we honor our high school seniors. If you would please turn and let the congregation see you. Today we honor our high school seniors, Max Garrison, Roger RJ Everett, Thomas Melody, Hannah Rice, Ashley Roberts, Ashley Rose Wilson, and Bronwyn Villa. We honor them today not for any rewards that they have won or achievements they have garnered, but simply because they are ours. as they stand on the threshold of the next phase of their lives. We offer them our blessing and our promise to be here for them as they face the many changes and challenges that the coming years will bring.
We also recognize their parents, grandparents, and surrogate parents who have kept their promise at the time of their child's baptism to nurture their child in Christ's holy church and to lead Christian lives as an example for their child. This morning, we will give them a blanket that has been embroidered with TRUMC. We hope it will remind them of this congregation, this God family, and Jesus' abiding presence with them.
RJ and Hannah, if you would now turn and please kneel at the altar, and if your families would please come and surround them, and you can put your hands on their shoulders. And actually, I'm going to give you the blanket so that we can put that over their shoulders. RJ and Hannah, my brother and sister in Christ, there was a day when your parents held you in their arms and rocked you to sleep. They cuddled you in a blanket to keep you warm, safe, and comforted. And very soon you will be launching a new life, one that will take you away from the safety and security you have known as a child, away from your home, away from your family, away from your church, and away from your community.
And now, if you will please stand and face your parents, grandparents, and surrogate parents. And to our families, if you will repeat after me, look your youth, your graduate in the eye, and say their name. Now repeat after me. We come this day before God. To bless you and to thank the Creator for the gift you've been to us. You've given our lives a deeper meaning and a deeper calling. Wherever you go, our love goes with you. Whatever you do, you will always be a part of our hearts. We bless you in the name of Christ our Lord.
All right, Hannah, RJ, please repeat after me. Again, look your family in the eye. And if you would please call them by name or however you call them. And then please repeat after me. You've given of your heart and home. You've loved me and cared for me, even when it was difficult. I thank you for your courage, your patience, your wisdom, and your love. I thank God for blessing my life with you. And I bless you in Jesus' name.
And now if you will all face the congregation again. Congregation, it is your turn to offer a blessing to RJ and to Hannah. And the blessing will be on the screen. If you will join with me, it is all in unison. May this blanket be a reminder that you are never alone. May it remind you of the warmth, security, and comfort that you will always have with you in the love of your family, God, and church. And now let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now, wherever you go, may the warmth of this blanket, the love of your parents, the grace of God, the peace of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the guidance and fellowship of the church be with you now and forever. Go with the love of TRUMC and go with God's blessing.
And now, oh, we're not quite done yet. We have a blessing for our graduates, and it is responsive. And congregation, your part is amen. May God bless you with discomfort at easy answers and half-truths and superficial relationships so that you may live deep within your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace.
Amen. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and to turn their pain into joy.
Amen. Amen. May God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in the world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done.
Amen. And the blessing of God, who creates, redeems, and sanctifies, be upon you and all you love this day and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, friends, you may return to your pew. And when you return, please remain standing. And the rest of the congregation, I want to invite you to stand as you are able for the reading of the gospel today. As Tally comes to read it for us, in addition to being on the screen, it is also on the back of your bulletin on your trail guide, so we all can follow along.
The scripture from John 1, verses 35 through 46. The next day, John was back at his post with two disciples who were watching. He looked up, saw Jesus walking nearby, and said, "Here he is, God's Passover lamb." The two disciples heard him and went after Jesus. Jesus looked over his shoulder and said to them, "What are you after?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher. "Where are you staying?" He replied, "Come along and see for yourself." They came, saw where he was living, and ended up staying with him for the day. It was late afternoon when this happened. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard John's witness and followed Jesus. The first thing he did after finding where Jesus lived was find his own brother Simon, telling him, "We found the Messiah, that is Christ." He immediately led him to Jesus. Jesus took one look and said, "You're John's son, Simon. From now on, your name is Cephas, or Peter, which means rock." The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. When he got there, he ran across Philip and said, "Come, follow me." Philip's hometown was Bethsaida, the same as Andrew and Peter. Philip went and found Nathanael and told him, We found the one Moses wrote in the law, the one preached by the prophet. It's Jesus, Joseph's son, the one from Nazareth." Nathanael said, "Nazareth, you got to be kidding." But Philip said, "Come see for yourself." Jesus is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks.
And follow me if I recall your name. Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be known in you and you in me? Will you leave yourself behind if I recall your name? Will you care for cool and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare? Should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you let the blinded see if I recall your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? We kiss the leopard clean, and he sends us in unseen.
and admit to what I mean in you and you in me. We love that you invited by to call your name. Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use your faith you found to reshape the world around? Through my silent touch and sound in you and you in me. Lord, your songs echo through when I call your name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go, where your love and footsteps show. Cause I'll move and live and grow in you, you in me.
And well, today we begin a new sermon series called The Church on the Trail, celebrating 10 years of trailing Christ together. I want to point you once again to the back of your bulletin, to your trail guide. You'll see in addition to today's scripture, there's some blank space there for you to take notes. It's always our hope that God will be speaking a word meant just for you today, and so we give you some space there to write down some thoughts and ideas to guide you on your journey this week. There's also some next steps for the journey and a prayer for this week's walk. All of this is designed to take what we do in here today out into your week and out into the world. Come and see. Come and see for yourself, as our scripture today said. Come and see. The first disciples started saying to each other when they heard about Jesus, come and see. The Summons, one of my favorite songs, was actually one of my first ever sermon series here at Travelers Rest United Methodist Church. Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? You know, Jesus is calling each and every one of us with those words. Will you come and follow me? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? And I thought that was such a fitting song to begin my time here with this church. And it was me saying, come and see to you. Come and walk with Christ along with me. Come and see. It was me saying that to you. Now, it was not me saying it to most of you that are sitting in here right now, because many of you were not here on my first couple of Sundays, or really first year that I was here, but there were several of you that I'm seeing right now that were. You were the faithful remnant, is how I referred to you, because you had been through some trouble. You had been through some hard times, and yet I came and I found a church that was still faithful, still walking with Christ, still here. And I started saying to you, come and see, walk along with Christ with me. And you started going out to other folks and saying, come and see, to which a lot of them probably said, T-R-U-M-C? You've got to be kidding me. To which you said, come and see for yourself. And so more of you did. More of you started with the come and see. I called it the contagious invitations, right? Come and see, come and see, come and see, come and see. Started catching on. Sometimes, friends, that's all that it takes to get someone to check out your church. That little contagious invitation, come and see. Now, once they get here, of course, there has to be a church that is walking with Christ faithfully. And that's what folks found when they came here. So when I came, I wanted to start with worship. Worship for me. What we do on a Sunday is central for me. It is what I am most passionate about. It is what I believe forms us for the rest of the week. It forms our lives. It forms us to follow Christ. And I wanted to start with worship. It doesn't matter how we do it. I was thrilled when I came here and there were two different kinds of worship. That's just what I'm used to. I don't care how you label it. All I care is that we're passionate about it. And this church became passionate about what we do on Sundays. I started, of course, with the 8:45 service. That was my very first service that Sunday here. That's back when we were meeting over in the chapel. Who remembers that? We were in the chapel. And I had talked with Brian Catron, the leader of the Psalm 100 band, previously. And I remember him saying to me, you know, they tell pastors not to change anything for the first year. He said, but things haven't changed around here for years. So go ahead and change all you want. And I said, great, let's do it. And so we did it. But I found that at the 11 a.m. service as well, the more traditional of our services. I came here and Margaret Blackwell was the music director. Some of us know and loved Margaret. Margaret was 84 years old when I came as the music director. And she was like Brian. She's like, let's try new things. Let's do new things. And I thought that was wonderful. Deborah Lusk, our pianist, who has been, I think she's one of our longest running employees. She, too, was game to play new songs and to do things in a new way. And by the way, she's not here today, so I can say it. We are honoring her next Sunday. She is retiring. Her last Sunday is my last Sunday as well. She's retiring after over 20 years of service to us. So don't tell her I said that. But and then, of course, after Margaret retired after a couple of years, Jan Howell came. And actually, Margaret is the one who connected us with Jan Howell, who is our current music director now for the past 8 years. And boy, I mean, she was game for all of these new things, too. And she's learned to expect that when I tell her a particular hymn, it's not going to be sung to the same tune as what's written in the bulletin and or in the hymnal. And I thank Jan and Deborah for putting up with that. So we started with worship. We were over in the chapel for the early service. It used to be 9 a.m. And we, after about 6 months, we changed the time to 8:45 so that we could have time for everybody to get to Sunday school. That was 9.5 years ago that we did that. Some of you still think that it starts at 9 a.m. But I have proof. I went back and I found this. That was the original announcement. See, moves to 8:45 a.m. on June 8th. Okay. So we moved that early service from the chapel then. After about a year, we moved it into the sanctuary where, of course, it is now. Part of that was practical. Part of it is we were outgrowing the chapel. We didn't have enough room for people over there. Part of it, though, was intentional on my part. Because remember what I said about we're one church that worships in different ways? We needed physical representation of that, right? We needed to be worshiping in the same space, even if they were different times, even if they were different styles. We're one church that worships together. That was the first Sunday that we moved into the sanctuary. And then, of course, you all were great with a couple summers in. Hey, why don't we worship together over the summertime? We'll combine the services and we'll rotate. One Sunday will be the more contemporary, one Sunday will be the more traditional. And we started doing that. And somebody walked in today and said, I'm so glad we're worshiping together today. And I'm glad we are as well. Y'all, I've been amazed at what you have let me get away with in worship over the last 10 years. All the sermon series that we've done, I went through and I tried to remember to some of my favorites. Frozen in July, Finding God's Word in Elsa's World. Remember that one? That was fun. The Lord's Suppers, and that was when we introduced the turquoise tables that are out now. Remember, the turquoise tables were actually in here, and we came and sat at them and had communion. We served each other communion at the turquoise tables. I mean, y'all, we had 3 huge picnic tables in the sanctuary, and we all sat down and served each other. The Gospel According to the Greatest Showman. Remember, we showed that, and we sung it, and I had y'all come and try to dance, emphasis on the try. the Revelation sermon series that I preached around Halloween time, because Revelation's scary, right? We learned that it's not scary. This past summer, the Gospel according to Hamilton, the Gospel according to Harry Potter, the Gospel according to Jimmy Buffett, it's 10 a.m. somewhere. That was one of my favorites of all time. In the early service, one of the things I love doing with Brian and the band is I love during Lent, we do the Psalter. You know, we sing and speak the Psalms. And I would take it was the Message translation of it, and I would take that and come up with a sung refrain. And then I'd give it to Brian. I'd say, Brian, it is your job to make this into music. And what does Brian do? Y'all know. He takes it and he sets it to like classic rock. Stuff. So my favorites are, there was one when we started Lent on a dark desert highway, Hotel California, that was the music we used. The other one, the psalm that says, if you fall, the angels will bear you up on their wings, they won't let you dash your foot on a stone. So of course, Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time, right? If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting, time after time, right? On Palm Sunday, Hosanna, but it's to Toto's Rosanna, right? Yeah. And then we're going to sing, on my final Sunday, we're going to sing this one. It's Psalm 107, but it's to the tune of Lean on Me. So be here on June 11th for that one. But we did that at the later service, too, at the traditional service. Like I said, I'm always asking Jan and Deborah to play hymns to different tunes than what's written down, and they went with that. Our chancel choir, Jan got our chancel choir hooked up with the Temple of Israel Synagogue Choir. Remember that? We did the Elijah sermon series combined, and the choirs sang with each other. If you remember, we did like a Star Wars theme to that at the beginning of every service. We had the yellow scroll, the story of Elijah. That was a lot of fun. Ashes to Go, we've been doing that every Ash Wednesday out on Main Street. Tailgating worship, we had a tailgating service. Food truck fellowship. Y'all have let us get away with a lot around here. Thank you. Thank you for worshiping with me in so many ways. Worship is worship. It doesn't matter how you label it. It doesn't matter what you sing. It just matters that we are here together and we are praising God together. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, the past 10 years, I have blessed so many of your animals. Dogs, cats, a snake, a goat. Christine got to bless the horse. I have blessed a turkey. Rest in peace, Chi-Chi. And rest in peace, Millie. That's my dog in back. We had to say goodbye to Millie earlier this year. I'm wearing my Millie socks in honor, in memory of her today. And my favorite, I have blessed twice now, I have blessed Zia, who is a marmoset. Do you know what a marmoset is? That's what a marmoset is. And I've blessed that. I love it that this blessing represents to us that God cares for all of God's creatures, all of God's creation. Baptisms. I don't have an official count, but I believe I've participated in about 40 to 50 baptisms over the last 10 years. My record still stands. I have never had a baby cry, fuss, yell during the baptism. We came close. There was one Easter Sunday. We came very close, and this young man is now one of our youth, so I will not embarrass him. But at the beginning of the service, he screamed out and ran out of the sanctuary. But by the time it was baptism time, his parents had calmed him down, and we were able to do it. It was all right. I love carrying our babies around while you sing, we sing, God claims you. God claims you. God helps you. God loves you. God protects you too. I always tear up when you are singing to our newest sister and brother in Christ. I have I baptized several babies. One of my most special Sundays was when I baptized a father and a son together. Another is when another is when I baptized a mother before she was a mother. She was an adult, and then I got to baptize her daughter just recently. I've baptized teenagers. I've baptized a confirmand or two. God's grace surrounds us at every age. Weddings. I've probably done about 40 to 50 weddings since I've been here. Some have been in the sanctuary. Many have been in a field or at a farmhouse. There was one particular one, and this was actually our previous nursery worker. She had her heart set on getting married outside, and it was in May, so you would assume a May Sunday afternoon outside would be okay, and it was raining the entire time, but she had her heart set on getting married outside, and so, you know, I couldn't use this thing, and so I had to leave this inside, and the order of worship that I had on paper was about to get soggy, so I had to kind of close that up, and the father walked her down the soggy grass aisle, and he said to me, "You have my permission to make this as short as you can." just a couple of weeks ago, I got to marry some folks at Pretty Place, if you know Pretty Place Chapel. That was a beautiful wedding. But no matter where the wedding is, God is present in every act of love. And one of the things that I love saying at the end of every wedding, this is part of the United Methodist liturgy, may those to whom love is a stranger find in you generous friends. Whether you're married or not, I love speaking these words to you. May those to whom love is a stranger find in you generous friends. Funerals, probably done about 40 or 50 of them. Older folks, not so older folks. I've been present as folks were dying. I've been present as they died. I've been present with the family after their loved one has died. I've buried your spouses, your parents, your siblings, some of your children. All children of God, beloved of God. And it's always hard. It's always hard, no matter the age or the circumstance. You know, after 10 years, I start to like you people. And it's hard to say goodbye. But it's always holy. Because God is present, even in death. Christ, the risen Christ, has filled all things with himself, even death. See, funerals really are one of the most important things that the church gets to do, and they are one of the most important privileges that we as pastors get to do. We get to stand up in the face of death. See, the resurrection, that's God's great joke on death, is it not? It's the dad joke of all dad jokes. It is God the Father's joke on death. Death does not get the last laugh. As we like to say around here, the worst thing is never the last thing. I get to stand up at the end of every funeral and say, God is greater than death. Thanks be to God. Over the last 10 years, we've seen several improvements to our church campus. One of the very first things is this was, I think, a Sunday after Easter, my first Easter here, a bunch of us got together and cleared out a bunch of trees and put in those railroad tie steps that lead down to the Swamp Rabbit Trail. That not only opened up the trail so you could see the church from the trail, but again, that was a representation of our desire to open up, right? That we are the church on the trail and we want you to walk up those steps and come and be part of us. The great parking lot paving of 2015. Who remembers that one? We went in with the city, and the city, because of our hospitality, because we let the community use our parking lot, the city of Travelers Rest went in halvesies with us on that paving. And that was no small amount of money. And we got excited about the parking lot being paved. We posted it on our social media. Y'all, that was the most viral post we've ever had. Like thousands and thousands of people have liked and shared the fact that we paved our parking lot. Our education building, just a couple of years ago, built in 1964, we had an anonymous donation that was given so that we could refresh the education building. And y'all have been over there. If you haven't, go over there and check it out. But on the right side there, that's what it used to look like. And on the left is what it looks like now. It's a wonderful building. The Lenten squirrel incident. Who remembers the squirrel? So that photo is squirrel tracks, and actually it's an outline of a squirrel's body because the squirrel ate through the wall of the balcony up there and jumped through that hole and landed on the floor. You can see feet and hands and body right there. That's the squirrel. See, remember we used to have those awesome chocolate peanut butter Easter eggs that we sold around Easter time for during Lent for missions? And we had a bunch that were sitting in the back of the sanctuary. The squirrel smelled that and wanted them. And so he was playing games with us for a little while. But and all that we could, the trustees, all we were thinking of was, you know, Easter is coming, and we're going to have the great Traveler's Rest Squirrel Revival, you know, if you know that song. And so we had to take some extreme measures, but we ultimately prevailed. And then the following year, the great skunking of 2019. We're still not sure how that happened, whether the skunk was underneath the sanctuary or something, but those of you who came to worship that day, you smelled it. And those of you who came to worship for the following three Sundays, you smelled it. And those of us who had to work in here for that entire month, we smelled it. We could not get rid of that smell. You know, while the church is more than a building, we still do have buildings that we need to take care of and that facilitate our ministry. And so we are thankful to Clyde Carr, our custodian, who keeps us clean during the week. We're thankful to all of our trustees for maintaining our beautiful campus. And we're thankful to you for your giving, because your giving does help us in maintaining these beautiful buildings on this campus. So we had a lot of improvements to our campus. One thing that we did not need improving on was the way that our church does finances. Now, my wife, Rebecca, is in the church finance business. She has a lot of clients that come to her because they don't do their finances well. We did not have to come to her because we do our finances well. And Jan Paxton, who is our financial manager, she's a very private person, and I'm not going to embarrass her by saying much, but Jan, thank you. Not just for your financial wizardry, but thank you for the last 10 years of working together. Discipleship. You know, worship is what happens on Sunday, but discipleship is what we do 24/7. And when I came, we had several Sunday school teachers and Bible study leaders who were very faithful in teaching our youth and our children and our adults and in leading them. And we had some great Sunday school classes. We did a confirmation class, I believe in 2015, the first one we'd done in a little while. And I had a good time leading them and doing that. But as we started to grow, you know, we kind of looked around and said, We need someone. We need someone to come in and lead our discipleship efforts. And for the first time in Travelers Rest United Methodist history, since 1893, we brought on another ordained elder, another pastor. Pastor Christine came. And if you recall, the first time, it was before she officially started with us, but I knew that we were going to bring her on board. And so, Christine, I had you come to a Monday-Thursday service, and I had you preside at the table. And so to you, I was like, this is our guest preacher today, Pastor Christine. She's presiding over the table. And then a couple months later, we were able to say, oh, yeah, remember her? Here she is. And Christine was tasked, her first job was to create our growth groups, which now are flourishing, our weekly small groups that meet in various places and homes and various other places. And she did a wonderful job creating them and continues to do a wonderful job facilitating those and growing those. She's done a wonderful job with our youth ministry. Now she's gotten us into justice ministries like GOAL, Greenville Organized for Accountable Leadership. And so, if you recall, Christine, we had a wonderful Holy Land trip back in 2019 with several of y'all. And while we were over there, they had these beautiful wood carvings from olive wood. And there was one that really spoke to me and stuck out to me. And it's Jesus washing one of the disciples' feet. And I loved this, and I brought it back, and I've kept it in my office as a symbol to me of what it means to be a servant leader. And Christine, I want to offer this to you in thanks for being my partner in ministry for these past 7 years. And just please take that and remember what we've done together. Thank you. This church has always been wonderful with congregational care. Our wonderful nursery workers, our head nursery worker, Nicole Kruhl. Previously, we brought on a second one, Brianna Grastry, and she has moved on, and now we've got Jessica Maybach. And of course, they're not in here. They're over in our nursery right now caring for our littlest ones, and so we're so grateful for them. I'm grateful for the ways that you care for your brothers and sisters as part of this church, the Homebound Ministry Team, Stephen Ministry, Mental Health Support Group, Chronic Pain Support, our prayer team, our TR Fellows, our Forever 55. I've probably missed a few of those in there because y'all are always coming up with new ways to care for people. I love how care of this congregation is not just left up to the pastors. I love the way that you care for each other. I can devote a whole sermon to the ways that we serve each other and serve the community. In fact, I am devoting a whole sermon to that next week. We'll see you back here next week, serving God. I don't really want to talk about this, but I have to. COVID. Not something I ever want to live through again, but if I had to live through it, I'm glad that I lived through it with y'all. Not every pastor can say that. But we adapted. We adapted together. In those early days, we went online, and we had a crash course in what it was like to worship online. Emphasis sometimes on the crash. But we worked through that. We moved then to outdoor worship. And y'all adapted well to our outdoor worship. And then we went from outdoor to indoor, and sometimes both. And sometimes we went to mass sometimes, and no mass other times, and mass again. And you rolled with the punches. We were so thankful to bring on Chris Holm as our live stream specialist during those COVID times. And he has done wonders with our online worship. Thank you, Chris. And he's up there in the balcony right now working on our live stream for today. There was one particular Sunday that I remember. We were outdoors. It was in the height of COVID, and it was just one of those misty, I can't remember if it was the fall or the spring, but one of those misty gray mornings, and it was foggy all around. And Christine and I and the band and the music folks were setting up, and as is true to y'all, it was about 2:50, and nobody was there yet. But we knew you were going to be there, and so we're setting up. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I kind of catch some movement, and I kind of looked up and I looked over, and there, from out of the fog, y'all were walking. Y'all just started appearing, and you kept on coming, and you kept on coming out of the fog, in order to gather together and worship. And to me, friends, that was COVID, right? That was the church walking out of the fog, walking together, and coming to worship together as the church. And I thought to myself, that's my church. Thankful for those of you that kept on walking. And there are, I do have to say, there are folks who since then have walked other paths, and I wish them well, and they're in my thoughts and prayers as well. Thankful for those of you who kept on walking this path along with us, and thankful for the more of you that have come to see since then. I mean, I look around since COVID and so many new faces. Many of you have joined us on the journey. Y'all, we are the church on the trail, and this last 10 years has only been possible because of God's grace. And you allowing God's grace to shape your lives, to make you more Christ-shaped. It's only been possible because of Christ's peace and you allowing Christ's peace to settle in your hearts. It's only been possible because of the Holy Spirit's breath that you have breathed in. You have let the Spirit breathe into your lungs, and it's only possible because of the Holy Spirit's fire that has strangely warmed your hearts and that has lit a fire under you. It's only possible because of you walking with me as we have walked with Christ together. Church on the trail, keep walking. Keep following. Keep seeing. Keep being contagious with those invitations and with your love. We're going to come to the font today and remember our baptisms. Okay, it's 3 minutes to 11. I know. I have not done this to you in over a year. I've been keeping track. I know we're going to go into extra innings. But we're going to come to the font today and remember our baptisms. Or if you haven't been baptized yet, look forward to your baptism. You know, in our scripture today, it started off with John the Baptist, and he was baptizing all of these people. But after he baptized Jesus, he started sending other people on to Jesus. Don't follow me, John says. Go and follow him. He was the one that started that whole come and see thing. Follow him. Not me. And so, friends, come to the water today to remember your baptism, to look forward to your baptism. The waters today are a reminder of the grace, the peace, the breath, and the fire. They're a reminder that you are a beloved child of God. You are claimed and named and called by God. They're a reminder that you are a part of the church on the trail, walking with Christ together. And you might hear this right now and say, me? TRUMC? You've got to be kidding me. Come and see for yourself. Amen.
Today we will come and reaffirm or anticipate our baptism. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church.
On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world?
I will.
Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. Third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water, call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins, and you clothe us in righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
I'm going to ask you to come forward now, just as you are led. Come forward, touch the water. Some of you might want to take it and, you know, put a little bit on your forehead in the shape of a cross. Come, remember your baptism, or look forward to your baptism, and be thankful.
Yeah.
carried me, my God. You carried me. You carried me, my God. You carried me. You carried me, my God. You carried me.
More about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ as part of this congregation, please speak with me or Pastor Christine after this service. We'd love to point you to some more discipleship opportunities here at TRUMC. Summons again. Let's sing together. Will you come and follow me?
We've come and follow me if I recall your name. You go where you don't know and never be the same. We let my love be shown. We let my name be known. We let my life be thrown in you and you in me. But your summons echoes true when you're called.
Go from this place, as you go from this place, may those to whom love is a stranger find in you a generous friend. Please join your voices with mine as we go together. Father, help me to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help me to give myself away to others, being kind to everyone I meet. Spirit, help me to love, proclaiming Christ in all I do and say. Amen.